This episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Sprezza Box. If you ever wear dress socks or work in a corporate environment, then this is the subscription box for you. Every month they send you 5 to 6 stylish products that are guaranteed to retail for over $100. Your cost? Just $25. A fantastic savings. They typically include products such as ties, wallets, sunglasses, watches, and more. Everything is yours to keep, plus shipping is free, and you get a personal stylist. Sprezza Box simplifies the shopping experience. A new box is shipped out each month containing those 5 to 6 new products. And here's the deal for you. If you're ready to jump on a great deal, go to SprezzaBox.com. That's SprezzaBox.com and get 20% off your first month's box with discount code PMT. That's SprezzaBox.com. Discount code PMT. This episode is also brought to you by Lisa Mattresses, innovative and disruptive new online mattress company like the Tom Shoes or Warby Parker of the mattress industry. Lisa starts at just $525, and the mattresses are shipped compressed in a box directly to your door. Here's a great part of it, too. It's a 100-night risk-free trial. Go ahead, try it out, sleep on it. Tell us if you like it. If you don't, you can send it right back. And it's 100% American-made. Lisa, and they also have a 110 program where they donate one mattress to a shelter for every 10 they sell. They also plant one tree for every mattress sold, pledging to plant 1 million trees by the year 2025. So they're doing good while you sleep well. Go to Lisa.com/barstool for $75 off. That's Lisa.com/barstool for $75 off. Let's go. Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, February 15th, and Barstool Sports will never be able to cover any of the dog shows ever again. We are permanently banned. Good start to the show.
Kind of the bad boys of dog show coverage, huh?
So I'm going to set the scene, and then we're going to kick it over to Hank and PFT, who are officially banned. We decided we wanted to go to the dog show at Madison Square Garden, best in show, Westminster, prestigious. Mm-hmm. Number one dog show?
Oh, yeah, by far.
By far. So we faked the credentials. We've done this before. We're kind of old hat at this. Turns out we faked credentials, and they looked awful compared to the real credentials.
Shout out intern Rhea for doing such a great job on those credentials.
We got all the way in. We actually got all the way into the arena, all the way to where the Zamboni comes out and also where the dogs come out. We were standing right next to a bunch of the Westminster dogs. We breezed right through, walked right through the front door. Great job by Madison Square Garden right there. NFL and Madison Square Garden, same security at this point, right? Walked right in, walked right up to where the dogs come in, get real close, and then PFT took his camera out.
I got excited. Yeah, I like dogs, and there were a lot of dogs around, so I was like, I got to get some of these dogs.
Started snapping pictures with your iPhone, and immediately...
Well, I'm a journalist. That's what I was there to do, to document this.
Almost immediately, an old white dude, who obviously took his job way too seriously, came up and said, let me see a credential. You can't take pictures. Took one look at our credentials, or your credential, and said, this is a fake credential. Mm-hmm. It was pretty obvious.
It was pretty... Also, I kind of stick out. Let's be honest.
You were wearing sweatpants, and you were taking pictures of dogs with your iPhone like 10 feet away.
Yeah. I was not blending in.
So at this point, the guy has you in custody, And Hank and I are standing off to the side.
He actually had me grabbed me by my lanyard,
yes.
Which is that's how you know this guy's old hat at security.
Right.
So he's got me by my lanyard in one hand, and I'm like, I asked him, I said, should I just go?
Yeah, like, you said that. You're like, can I just go? And you're like, no, let me see some ID right now.
And so he's like on his little earpiece with his with the rest of the security team.
Yeah.
And then Hank is about 5 yards to my left, and Hank starts to slink away like Darren Revell did off the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the move that he was pulling. Hank was just like tiptoeing away.
Right.
And the guy goes, you stop.
You stop, because Hank also looked kind of like a bum, and you had a big jacket on. Well, you didn't. You actually looked fine. You didn't have sweatpants.
The guy
on.
Knew that he was associated with me, right. So guilt by association.
So, and then I was standing about 5 feet away from Hank, and I had a sports coat on and was the whole time furiously taking notes like a real journalist. I was actually at one point like, so you could have been like, oh, this other guy is writing these two hoodlums up, because mm-hmm. I was standing there writing,
well, okay,
scribbling on my notes.
Let's paint an accurate picture, because yes, you have a sport coat on, but you also have a sweatshirt hoodie underneath with
good,
the hood
but
pulled,
that's a good journalist
pulled out
trick.
Of
it's
the
like,
sports coat.
It's
so,
a new age journalist, 2016. Yeah. People know that.
You look like you're from Vice.
Right, exactly. So I start slinking away, and then I hear the guy say, give me your ID. You got these are fake credentials. You guys are about to spend a night in jail.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, that's probably my cue to get out of here, because someone had to finish the podcast. And I went and looked for help. I went and found a stooly cop who I basically tried to bribe. I was just like, hey, man, is there anything you can do?
He's we were in way too much trouble at that point. Because
so walk us through when we separated, what happened, where they took you.
So the security guard that arrests us, he's like, I think he's head of security. He's like Big King Dick of MSG. He was on his horn. He had all these guys surrounding us. We got escorted down the hallway probably by, what, like six people?
Yeah.
Walked us down.
Full team.
This is
security.
A dog show, by the way.
Yes, we're at a dog show.
This is a dog show.
And me and Hank sit down in a room, mm-hmm. and they take our IDs, and they start questioning us. And they're like, where'd you get these credentials? And we're like, we made them ourselves.
We literally made them across from Madison Square Garden 2 minutes before
yes,
we walked in.
And the question they kept repeating to us was, why are you guys doing this? And I didn't really have a good... My answer was, I like dogs, which is the truth. And then eventually I was like, you know what? We do a podcast. Hank pointed out we're a football-focused podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, football season's over.
This is what happens.
So we had to try to make some content.
Right.
And so they confiscate our IDs.
It's like you take football away from Jopa, he dies. You take football away from this podcast, you get arrested.
I end up sneaking. Yeah, we did not respect the garden.
Right.
That's a fact. So we were in there. They're asking us all these questions about like where we're from, why we're doing this, where we got the credentials from. And like, we found pictures on social media. It was pretty easy. Honestly, it wasn't hard to get in. They're like, what entrance did you come in? We're like, the front door.
Literally the front door.
Yeah.
And I have a Mass ID. He has a Texas ID. So like, these are fake IDs. Like, why would you be in New York with these IDs? We're like, oh, well, we do live here. We just don't have New York IDs.
So we were in this room with probably, it fluctuated, but it was anywhere between 4 and 9 or 10 cops and security officers.
High alert.
Just like staring at us.
Was the hard ass there the whole time?
He was in and out.
Yeah, he was there most of the time.
I tell you what, when I saw him, when he like detained you at first, he definitely leaked a little pre-cum. He was so excited to have like something go down.
It was a good job on his part. I even asked him later, like from time to time while we were sitting in this room, I just started to laugh. And there was one hard-ass cop that was in there that did not like me laughing. And he was like, why are you laughing? I was like, because I just got arrested at a dog show. That's pretty funny.
Right.
And the guy was like, that's not funny. You could spend the night in jail. This is a felony. What you've done tonight is a felony. And so we got threatened a few times with felonies. And at the end, I become kind of an asshole mm-hmm. if I'm in a situation like this to the authority people. Hank was doing a good job of shutting up. Hank just wanted to get out. Hank's been arrested before for stupid stuff. And so I just kept taking out my phone and like trying to text somebody. And he was like, put your phone away. Put your phone. Why's your phone? You want to spend the night in jail? And I was like, come on, dude, you're not going to make me spend the night in jail. I snuck into a dog show.
Right.
And he was like, no, you are. You're going to spend the night. Put your phone away. Why are you doing it like this?
I can make your life very miserable.
Yeah.
I was like, he literally said that at one point.
And the best part about these security guards that think they're doing such a great job was this entire time I was just walking in the back hallways.
Yes.
Like, I was just walking in and out of the press room, talking to people, trying to find cops, trying to get people to notice me to be like, hey, can we go get these guys and save them?
We were not going to get taken out of that room.
They
were too far involved in detaining us at that point.
Really?
The other thing was, so they had our credentials, our fake credentials, which sucked. Really sucked.
I can't stress this enough. We saw someone that we knew with a real credential. We took one look at the real credential, and we all knew right away. Like, we had the fakest credentials you could possibly have. The real credentials were printed on plastic. Mm-hmm. We just had little pieces of paper that we glue-sticked together and then laminated it at FedEx.
And if you know anything about the dog show crowd, the three of us don't really fit in
amongst the
blue bloods at the dog show. So so we're in this room, and we're just getting grilled, and Hank and I are just like, let us out, please. And so eventually, they bring in who we thought was going to be like the king security person. And it was just a guy from Westminster, and he was wearing a purple bow tie and like a tuxedo, a real big nerd. And he comes in, and he's holding our credentials in his hand, and he puts them in her face. He goes, "Where did you get these?" And we're like, "We made them."
Can you see? We made them. You can literally rip them apart.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, also, at some point in this whole thing, the guy says, "Okay, we're going to run your names through a database. If you come back connected to any organization, you're going to jail." And we were like, what organization could they be talking about?
And we realized after that they were clearly worried about PETA and protests about, like, you know, dog breeding and whatever.
Yes. And Hank and I were so close to the dogs at the entrance, we could have very easily run out onto the main stage and, like, tackled a dog or thrown blood onto a dog.
But we love dogs.
We love dogs. That's not why we're there.
Right.
So this nerd comes in, and he puts the passes in our face, and he says, "You know, this is not okay to Fordsies." And we're like, "Yeah, we get it." He goes, "This is a felony. We're not going to press charges against you because
we're a dog club.
We're a dog club. We're the Westminster Kennel
it's
Club.
It's a fucking joke."
Yes. "And you're not permitted to attend any Westminster or American Kennel Club show or event for eternity."
Ooh. That's longer than life.
I think he said forever.
Okay. That's
It's a lifetime ban. We got a lifetime ban.
Forever's longer. So if you become a ghost, you still can't come.
And then he says, "And," like, this is where it gets real heavy, "and to boot, you're going to be escorted off the premises."
Uh-oh.
He should have started with, "You're going to be escorted off the premises," because that's such a pussy way to end.
Oh, my God.
Or punishment. So
what a night. What a, this really is, it is when you take football away from us.
I feel pretty good, though. Like, I feel like I did back in 8th grade, 9th grade, when I would get in trouble with security guards at a mall or at the movie theaters or something like that.
Right.
I feel like I'm young again.
Also, just a quick shout out to Westminster. Good job. You're better than Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Yep.
So that's cool. We just proved that even more. Also, shout out to the stoolie cop that I tried to... I was like, "Can you do anything for him?" Like a wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed strong. He basically was like, "I can't do anything." So that guy, that's a good police officer right there.
So there were two officers that came through the room that me and Hank were in at one point, and goes, "You guys barstool?" And we're like, "Yeah." And the guy goes, "Which one of you guys was catching that football on the Snapchat earlier today?"
Oh, yeah. So a couple stoolies there.
So they knew, but they just kind of smiled and kept walking. I just kept telling the guy, I was like, "Look, me and Hank were just obviously a couple shitheads.
Right.
So just let us go. We're not here to do anybody any harm."
And they had to run our IDs with our, like, records. So they're like, "If you're part of any organization," I was like, "Does being part of getting arrested for Tom Brady, like, an organization?"
Yeah, Brady that 4.
It was a 1 year, though. My probation was 1 year, so I'm past that point.
Damn, that would have been bad.
That could have been real ugly.
Yeah, if you were just the delinquent that keeps getting arrested for stupid shit in New York.
So, sneaking into a dog show and getting arrested and kicked out, off my bucket list.
Yeah, there we go. And this podcast is now, I'm not anywhere on the record, so maybe next year I'll try to get a press credential, and you guys can fake it, and I'll be like, "No, they're with me," or we'll do something.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. We'll
We're on Team Oakley now.
Okay.
Fuck the Garden.
Yeah, there we go. James Dolan, you can go. James Dolan, how about James Dolan being the biggest dog of the week, huh?
Biggest bitch of the week. Yeah. Hey, like a female dog.
Yeah.
Not the other way.
Right, exactly. All right, what else we have before we get to Hot Seat, Cool Throne? Little UConn's women, huh?
Yes.
Little shout out. We got a Gino, 100 wins. They said it couldn't be done. They said he couldn't dominate the game of women's basketball, and here he is.
A lot of people said that.
He's done it. Fake money, by the way, thrown out from the rafters. You see that?
Yeah,
$100 bills.
Counterfeit. Hey, let's get the MSG security out there. That's a felony.
By the way, I was watching before the game. Gino, he is the king of creating. He's even better than Nick Saban in creating fake obstacles. He was like, "Listen, this isn't like last year's team. These girls are all either sophomores, they're freshmen, like... Gino, you've been winning college basketball championships since, like, you know, 1975.
Persecution.
You don't have to tell us that, like, you somehow are overcoming something. You're going to beat the number six team in the country by 100 points and win 100 games in a row.
Yeah. Speaking of persecution complex, I actually think that if this game were being played 300 years ago, they would be accused of being witches.
Oh.
If they won 100 games in a row.
That's actually true.
They would be put on trial for witchcraft in Connecticut. You know how those New England people like to
Puritans
fly off the handle.
Right.
I actually had a hot take about this.
Okay.
And yes, it's kind of impressive that the women's team won 100 games in a row. No men's team has ever done that. I think the record is like 78.
Yeah, or John Wooden.
80, something like that.
John Wooden in his big years.
That's right. So nobody has ever won 100 games until these women. But I think it's because men's teams don't have periods that they can sync up. That's why women are able to become better teammates than men, because the entire team gets on their... It's like if you're back in middle school and you did those retreats that you go on, like our field trip where you go ziplining or like walking through mud and doing team building
falls.
Stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. They get to basically do trust falls 6 or 7 times a season when they're all on their periods together.
Right.
It's a bonding experience.
Right.
So that's why they're able to develop so much more of a connection than men's basketball teams are. Not for lack of trying from LeBron. I bet you he's kind of explored this.
Yes, he absolutely has. Well, he did get cramps in San Antonio, so.
Ooh, there you go.
about that?
Yeah.
There it is. All right, let's do hot seat, cool throne, and then get to our interviews. Hank, go ahead.
My hot seat is my face.
Oh, yeah, it's been bad.
Whoa, Hank, are you saying like Valentine's Day, like, girls are getting hot sitting on your face?
Yeah.
Well, that too. Not well, it would have been if I didn't shave my beard.
Yeah, Hank shaved his beard. He went from like a 30-year-old producer of the number one sports podcast to a 19-year-old that I don't even know if this thing is recording right now.
Yeah, it might not be. Hank's not a skinhead. Hank's a skin face right now. Is that more or less racist than a skinhead?
Less.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a shocking look. I didn't realize how much I liked the beard.
Yeah,
until you got
either.
Rid of it.
And my cool throne is candy. Valentine's Day candy.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to be like 80% off starting today.
Mm. Yes.
Your man after Big Cat's heart?
Yes. My hot seat, LeBron James.
Ooh.
Did the
GM? LeBron James, the football player or the basketball player?
LeBron James that's not in the dunk contest again.
Ooh.
Ah.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if LeBron James was in the dunk contest? Kind of a coward move.
You know,
Michael Jordan was in the dunk contest.
Back in the day, you had your best athletes in it.
Vince Carter.
You had your Vinces, your J.R. Smiths.
Mm-hmm.
You had everybody.
J.R.
Ryder.
The dunk contest.
Isaiah Ryder.
Flash forward Saturday night, the dunk contest stinks. Would be awesome if someone paid like $1 million cash prize and had LeBron in it.
Oh, but didn't LeBron James like a few years ago say, I promise you I'll be in the dunk contest this year?
Yeah,
and he was pretty good that year, right?
He meant he'd promise he'd wear weird clothes on the sideline and, you know, take video of the dunk contest.
The dunk contest and victory parades after winning a championship, those are the two biggest handheld camcorder days of the year.
Yes.
You never see that anymore. Like, everyone's got their phone that they can use as a camcorder. That is prime time for getting your handy cam on.
Yes. My cool throne, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan came out and apologized for saying that Ronda Rousey could beat up a bunch of men in her division.
Was that during the interview with Alex Jones where they did DMT and drank a bunch of whiskey?
Yes, which is also why Joe Rogan's on the cool throne, because he spending 4 hours with Alex Jones, Joe Rogan is one of the wokest people on the planet. Mm. So big time cool throne for Joe Rogan.
It was a great, great interview, by the way. I'm so woke after listening to it that you know what else is on the cool throne? Is the moon, because Joe doesn't think that we landed on it.
Well,
it was bizarre. We got into the situation in the podcast where Alex Jones was trying to convince them that yes, we did land on the moon.
Oh, so the roles
were
reversed.
And then Rogan and his weirdo co-host were like, "Nah, man, we didn't. You ever take DMT? If you take DMT, you'll find out quickly. We did not land on that moon."
Oh man,
I did psilocybin one time underneath a cave, and told me the real moon is the core of the earth.
Then I called UFC 684.
Yeah.
Make sure you buy the pay-per-view. It's only $250.
Yep.
And there's going to be another one next week. All right, let's do our interviews. We have Tyler Iam, Trill Withers. You know him on Twitter. And we have Ryan Whitney. We're going to talk NBA and NHL. Fill everyone in on what we've missed. If you've been obsessed with football, let's do it.
When's the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on before paying for them? Never, right? Well, that's exactly what jackthreads.com does. With jackthreads, you can try out any of their stylish tees, jeans, and more at home for free, and you only pay for what you keep. Such an awesome idea. Whether it's a big-name clothing brand or the Jack Threads in-house line, you can be sure you're 100% in love with the items you ordered before spending a cent. I got a Jack Threads jacket. It's nice. It keeps me warm in the winter. I got to try it on. I wore it for a week, decided I wanted to keep it. Perfect. I love it. Instead of playing internet roulette and gambling on a new size or style, you can just use jackthreads.com. You have 7 days to decide if it works for you. Try them on. Get a second opinion. Take them on a date. Make sure that you're thrilled. And if it's not a fit, don't worry. They give you everything you need to ship it back with packing tape and a prepaid shipping label, all completely free. Go to jackthreads.com and enter code PARDON when you submit your tryout. 20% off everything that you keep. That's jackthreads.com. Promo code PARDON, save 20% off anything and everything you keep. It's tax season, and if you're doing your own taxes this year, you've got to try H&R Block More Zero. The zero stands for zero dinero, zero costs, as in totally free. And unlike TurboTax Absolute Zero, H&R Block More Zero lets you file online for free, even if you itemize deductions. You heard me. If you deduct things like mortgage interest and charitable donations, you could still file free with H&R Block More Zero. Can you do that with TurboTax? No, you can't. And don't give me some line about it being too hard to move all your stuff over. It's so easy to switch to H&R Block online from TurboTax or any other tax preparer for that matter. Just snap a pic with your phone, drag and drop your files from your tablet or laptop, and voila, last year's tax return and your very important documents are imported in seconds. Simple. And seriously, free tax prep shouldn't cost you more money because then it's not free. So if you're paying somewhere else, check out More Zero at H&R Block online. Like John Hamm says, don't just get your taxes done, get your taxes won.
All right, we now welcome on a very special guest. He is now a part of Barstool Sports, and you can hear him every week on the Mixtape podcast, which you can now download on iTunes and Podcast One. They talk about NBA with our friend Coley, who has been on this show before. Check it out. This is Tyler Trill Withers. Tyler, I am on Twitter. You can find him there. He's one of the best follows out there. Give us the quick, like, 30-second how you got here, how you're sitting with us right now, and then we'll get into what we're going to do.
Coley. It might not even be 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's just Coley.
Just Coley.
So, yeah. So if you're happy to be hearing my voice, you can thank me for that. If you don't like hearing my voice, you can send those complaints to Coley.
Okay, Coley's like the coyote of Barstool Sports. He just smuggles people in here, and they just show up.
Yeah.
So now you're here. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, sir.
I like your Twitter feed. You're a high-volume tweeter.
High-volume shooter.
I like to get shots up.
I don't know how you do it. You write more words in one day than I think I write in a week. How do you just stay on Twitter all day?
Pretty much. Also, I don't focus on good tweets. Mm-hmm. I just focus on making tweets.
Okay.
There you go. You see what I'm saying?
Nice.
I like to cut the middleman out. People like to focus on, like, quality.
Okay. So you're basically J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just keep
the nicest
keep
thing anybody's ever
there.
Said about me. So, yeah. Some have confused me with J.R. Smith.
There you go. So if you're trying to get the pipe, follow him on Twitter.
Tyler, I am. Pipe giver.
So Tyler and Coley have Mixtape, which is an NBA podcast. So because football season's over and we're back into NBA season, that's why we have you on. And we are going to do a quick rundown, kind of like catch everyone up on the NBA season who maybe hasn't been watching. A little who's man's for the contenders in each division, or conference, sorry. Top four teams in each conference. We're going to go through team by team. Who's the alpha? Who's the guy? Whose team is it?
Got it.
Who's the guy at the end of the game?
Bonus, we'll just throw in there that the Bulls, it's obviously Rondo.
Sure.
They're not top four.
I mean, that's a good. Yeah,
not Jimmy Butler?
It's not Jimmy Butler. Okay.
Anymore.
All right, let's start with the Cavs. PFT, why don't you start?
Okay, Kevin Love. He's going to be nice and rested coming down the stretch. We know he was the guy that they turned to lock down Steph Curry last year.
Yes.
It's his team. Also, Kyrie's team on offense.
Tyler, is it still
LeBron's
team?
Love's a defensive stopper.
How do you go against the guy that won three rings? Been six straight
I guess
finals.
It is.
James Jones.
Oh, there we go.
I went James Jones.
Nice. I was going to say Richard Jefferson, and his bald ass face is still out there. He kind of, he runs the second team. So who's man's for the bench team, for the bench, squad?
I would go Jefferson also.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't he play on those Nets way back in the day with Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Is that the
awesome.
Same one or is that his dad?
No, it's the same one.
Same Rich.
He also did the old fake retire where, like, they won a title and within the first 2 minutes of winning, they're like, I'm done. And then he realized, wait, I can keep cashing a check and playing with LeBron and like playing 10 minutes a night. That's pretty fucking good.
That's a good move. Like you retire and they're like, come back. Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right, I don't have to do anything. And if we lose, it's not my fault. Well, guess what? I just said Richard Jefferson, he's the man. So it is his fault.
Can we get Varejo back on the team?
Yes.
Can we just swap him back and forth? Like every All-Star break, he should be traded.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here for that. I'd like that.
Celtics. Next
his hair looks
Celtics.
Like pubes.
So the interesting thing with the Celtics is some may say it's Al Horford's team. I'm going to say that so that we're going to get debate. That's how you get debate, Hank. Tyler, who do you got? Who's man's?
It's got to be Isaiah Thomas, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though he's so short?
A big guy.
It's got to be, yeah.
Well, he's 6'2".
Yeah, he's 6'2", right.
His heart is 6'2".
Hank, who do you have for the Celtics? You're a Celtics fan.
IT.
Okay. I was going to say Brad Stevens is system. These guys are all system players.
Good he's call. Coaching for his job, man.
Yeah, he's always coaching for his job.
I'm going to go with Gordon Hayward.
Okay. Yeah, future. Future who's man's. The Hawks, let's start with you, Tyler. Who's man's on the Hawks?
I went Gucci, man.
Okay.
That's the only man I feel like anybody knows on the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason you should be able to recognize more than two or three Hawks. So I went Gucci. That's whose man's it is for the Hawks.
Yeah, PFT's Googling who's on the Hawks right now. I was going to say
Spud Webb is there.
I was hoping that PFT was going to say Kyle Korver. Do you know Kyle Korver's not on the Hawks anymore?
Of course I know Kyle Korver's not on the Hawks. He went up to Cleveland.
Josh Childress is the correct answer.
Yeah, I was going to say Tim Hardaway Jr.
I was going to say Cephalosha.
Ooh. There
Bazemore?
You go.
No votes
Thabo?
For no Thabo. Votes for Bazemore? What is this?
the Hawks are the most forgettable franchise of all time?
Yes.
With the ugliest jerseys.
I kind of like the neon shit they do.
No.
That's what you have to do when you're forgettable. You just have to start throwing out wild jerseys.
What's so bad is like their throwbacks are so good.
I know.
Their current jerseys are trash, but their throwbacks are amazing.
I was going to say maybe the Bucks might be the most forgettable until recent history in the past.
For any franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BM before Matthew Dellavedova.
And you live in Atlanta, right?
Correct.
Okay. So how many Hawks games do you go to?
The last Hawks game I went to was to see Gucci Mane perform at halftime.
Okay.
And there happened to be a Pelicans game, too, which was like a cool 2-for-1. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge day.
Wow. I was there live.
Enormous. Witness history.
He hit me up before. He was like, I think I should do it tonight. I was like, I think you should.
Wow. So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
What do people think about Dwight Howard in Atlanta? Are they just like, it's a perfect Dwight Howard place because everyone could just be like,
Because nobody cares.
Right. I honestly forgot that Dwight Howard was playing on the Hawks.
I forgot he was alive.
It's like perfect.
He's in the perfect place. Everyone can just forget Dwight Howard exists.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he did it. Like, he's from there. It was like a big homecoming story,
right.
And then the Hawks, like, jumped to a 500 record, and we're like, we don't care anymore.
Here's how you know the Hawks and Dwight Howard are so irrelevant. Dwight Howard went home to Atlanta, and they didn't even make the Puff Daddy I'm Coming Home video for him.
Mm.
That's it right there. No one gives a fuck.
I didn't know he had a hometown.
Yeah.
He just seems like a guy that shows a wanderer.
He's like Clark Kent. He's just from parts unknown.
A bindle stick and like a do-rag hanging from the end of it with all his belongings.
All right, last one in the East, the Wizards, or as we like to say, the Wizards. Mm. Kind of fun way to do it. This one's actually interesting because obviously people are going to say John Wall, right? Is everyone saying John Wall?
Gortat, but yeah.
Okay, you're going to say Gortat?
Mm.
I was going to say whoever keeps Markieff Morris from getting arrested.
That's pretty good.
Mm. So that's pretty,
So Marcus Morris.
No, yeah, exactly. No,
Marcus Morris, when they get
together, I feel like they get in more trouble.
Yeah,
they just start beating up their mom's boyfriend or whatever.
Well, they beat up like the whole Kansas football team.
Yeah, right,
like,
they just beat up everyone when they get together.
We're also overdue for a John Wall Bradley Beal showdown.
Yes,
like these
it's
two.
Been a while.
It's about to be a Gilbert Arenas gun situation in the locker room. Things are getting along too well there.
The reality of the Wizards is that who's man's? It's Bradley Beal's injury. Or like his knee.
His doctor.
Can it stay healthy?
It's his doctor's.
Yeah, Bradley Beal's doctor is
Dr. James Andrews.
Key to
this man.
Friend of the show. I don't know if you knew that.
Or Anderson is the one that they use in for like ankle surgeries, right? I feel like Beal might be having some ligament damage.
Probably both. Like he's pretty frail.
Quickly back to the Morris twins. Do you think that they just look at each other and are like, whoa, there's two of us? We can do anything. We could beat up everyone.
They also make out, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about this.
I'm listening.
It's my theory, but
do you think that all twins, identical twins, especially have kissed on the lips at least once?
I could see that.
You'd kiss yourself if there was another you.
Often.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You'd at least try it. And just be like, not for me.
Yeah, just jerk them off.
Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Blow.
All right. I think we nailed the East. Let's go to the West. You are a front running piece of shit, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a Warriors fan. So we'll let you start.
Well, we just talked about my Cavs. I figured we should talk about my Warriors.
Okay.
So it's only right.
All
it's got to be Draymond. Ooh, it's got to be Draymond.
All right, okay. Bill Simmons' hot take.
I agree.
Do a whole podcast about it. no, I probably agree too. Unfortunately, I agree. Even though Draymond, he pisses me off because he's. I think Draymond got to a point where like. He got angry at everyone out there in the world. He used to be like fun energy and fun like dis, you know, like chaos on the court. Mm. Then something flipped where he just like started being angry at the world, and it's not as fun.
It's that chip on the shoulder thing, man.
Right, like, but it got weird. Didn't it get bigger?
Like, right, chip on your like you're too short. You're second rounder, all that.
Right.
He just got paid like $70 million and won a ring. Okay. Right. The chip's off your shoulder.
Right. Like, but he's happy. Like so. Yeah, so yeah. It's almost like he's going through the motions with the chip on the shoulder. It's like, that's what it is.
Nobody believes. No, we all believe in you.
Like, dude, we all think you're the most important part of this team.
You're an all-NBA player.
You're not the best player on the team, but you're the most important part. Yeah. And he keeps walking around being like, no one believes in Draymond Green. It's like, bro, we got it. Like, you're fucking awesome.
I would actually say Luke Walton's team.
Oh.
People forget he was their coach in the first half last year. They were a lot better then.
Who? Serious question, though.
That was a serious answer. Why you just disrespected my take.
Yeah, I did disrespect it. But serious question, Tyler. End of the game, who's taking the shot?
Warriors. I got to go Steph.
Really?
I will go Steph.
You don't think Kevin Durant's going to go one-on-one at the top of the key?
I feel like we saw him defer in that situation for like 8 or 9 years.
So you're calling him a bitch?
Yeah, but Russ is the alpha.
I think Steph is.
Okay. I mean, I see it as
I think
more,
that's why Durant went there. It's like, I'm not that. I don't want to.
I see it as Kevin Durant taking it at the top of the key. And because here's the thing. He's got to prove that he wasn't just like a front runner joining the Warriors, so he's got to score that last shot.
He's got a chip on his shoulder, Dan.
Yeah.
I've often said that.
The slouch shoulders. Yeah. He's got a huge. He's got such a big chip.
Those are actually tattoos. They're not chips. I actually think it depends on who they're playing. If they're playing against the Thunder, then it's going to be Durant saying, Iceman's is this. If it's against anybody else, he's going to let Steph do it.
That's fair. What about the Cavs?
Yeah.
I think he might do. I think he might want to take that shot.
You
got to
let Steph get that back, though.
Okay. All right.
If Kevin loves guarding Steph, you have to go with Durant.
Next up, the Spurs. We got to mention the Spurs. I don't even know. I mean, this is like a team full of betas that win, right?
It's no one's man.
Right. Yeah. It's Pop.
Yeah, Pop is the man.
It's probably when you break it down because Kawhi is quiet. LaMarcus Aldridge is not like a full
boring,
alpha,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Pow is Pow. He's going to go to the opera and everyone's going to be like, Pow's so funny. And then he's going to bitch at every foul that he ever gets. Who else we got? Tony Parker, is he still alive? Barely.
Debatable.
Manu, barely. So it's Pop.
It's Pop.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
It's actually the reporters that Pop.
Former troop Pop.
It's Pop is like fueled by his hate for reporters. So it's reporters are the mans.
You know what? I'm going to go one step further. Craig Sager's. That's whose man this is.
Wow, too soon.
Pop's going to win this one for Craig.
Mm, that actually is
nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. Who comes out in like a funky blazer in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Just wait on it. I'm going to be right.
Next up, Rockets. I don't know who you guys got here. Who you got, Tyler?
I went Dwight Howard. Like, he just left and they got 100 times better.
True. Addition by subtraction.
That's MVP. He's got my MVP vote.
Yeah.
What do you got? The dude that looks like The Wire, the guy from The Wire.
Mm. Whoa. Wow. That's a little racial. Okay.
So this is our first racial
Hank's
joke.
Boston,
Beverly, Patrick Beverly.
By the way, people were listening to this. Tyler is black, and Hank just looked right in his face and said that. It was pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Hank, if you can't tell, he's from Boston. He's a big Celtics
Beverly
fan.
Looks exactly
now you certainly
like,
can.
I did the racist math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty easy one. No, defend your whole city. Go ahead, Hank.
This has nothing to do with Boston at all. This is just, I'm just spitting facts.
Speak for Massachusetts. Talk about it.
I'm not going to speak Massachusetts.
BFD, who you got?
Which team are we talking about?
We're talking about the Rockets.
The Rockets. Okay.
You like black out when you go into that.
No. I've got, Sam Decker, friend of the show.
Yes.
He's dunking the ball this year.
Yeah.
He learned how to dunk. That's incredible.
It's a new wrinkle.
Yeah. So I'll either go with him or I'll go with, I'll just be boring and go James Harden with it.
Yeah, I was going to say James Harden or whoever.
It depends if we're talking offense or defense.
Yeah, it's whoever James Harden passes to is like second man's and James Harden's number one. Mm. When he decides to pass.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Like four times a game. Although he's been getting a lot of assists.
Yeah, he's been getting busy this year.
That D'Antoni offense getting hot. Last up, the Clips. This actually might be the hardest one of all, right?
It was easy for me.
Who's man's?
Austin Rivers. His dad is the coach and the GM.
That's a good call. Thinking it was Paul Pierce because Paul Pierce definitely is like the and Chris Paul is injured too much.
Yeah.
And Blake Griffin is injured too much. DeAndre can't shoot free throws. Austin Rivers, no one likes the coach's son.
Nah.
It's Paul Pierce.
So with DeAndre, I don't know if you listen to the show, but we told Blake at the start of the year that DeAndre should start shooting granny style, but just change the name, just rebrand it, and call it the Pimp Grip, right? Mm. And you see people in college starting to do it, and they're shooting really,
and it's
really
working,
well.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me that you wouldn't applaud the guy for shooting it if he called it a Pimp Grip. It could be like his little thing. He could sell shoes off it.
Mm-hmm.
Posters of him.
I like that.
Going granny style.
Yeah, shirts galore, yeah.
You should actually cut this, Hank. Actually, you should trademark that.
Okay, Pimp Grip.
Hank, it seems like you found something to defend yourself, to defend your casual racism. You want to show it to us?
It doesn't look like Cully agrees with me.
Oh, no. All right, well, forget about that. This is our bad radio segment. Whatever. We like to look at pictures. No, show it.
Sure.
Show Tyler it.
Patrick
Tyler.
Beverly.
Okay. They are both black.
Oh, there we go. They're both black, confirmed. All right, Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Everyone, check out Mixtape. Download it. It is an awesome podcast. You can hear Tyler and Coley talking about the NBA. What else? You got anything else, PFT?
No. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Likewise. Great. Appreciate
Welcome
it,
aboard.
Fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it. Sorry for Hank.
It's all good.
He's young. We're still trying to educate him.
It happens.
He's too young to be woke.
This is a learning moment.
You know, young kids, they like to sleep in.
And now for something completely different.
We now welcome on a great recurring guest. It's hockey season. Who knew? We knew.
Mm.
And that's why we have Ryan Whitney from the hit podcast, Stool Chicklets. This is Plug the Podcast Day at the Barstool Network.
Well, it's called Spittin' Chicklets.
Spittin' Chicklets.
Great job, Big Cat.
Stool Chicklets is,
okay. No,
Stool
no,
Chicklets is the Twitter handle, though. Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
It is. It absolutely is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So
you're right.
Ryan, as all recurring listeners will know, is the pride of Scituate, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. He is the alpha to Hank's omega. No offense, Hank. And we're happy to have him on to exclusively talk Washington Capitals. So how great are the Caps, and how impossible is it going to be to beat them in the playoffs?
Remember my pick? You remember my pick, right, PFT?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
They are on track, dude. The Washington Capitals are it's their year. You've seen the shirts you got. You buy a T-shirt?
I made the T-shirts, bro.
Wait, it's their year
what?
Okay. It's their year to what? Get the most points again and then bow out in the second round?
I mean, you know what? You've got to be honest, and people can chirp them for being a regular season team. They got to just eat it until they win it in the playoffs. But I think this is the year they finally win the Stanley Cup.
This is the year. I love it. I fucking love it. That's great.
They certainly have all the pieces. They have all the pieces.
Okay. For real though, breaking news. Did you see the breaking news that Claude Julien was named head coach of the Montreal Canadiens?
I just saw that he just cocked. Carrion, it's hard as you can cuck someone.
What? All right, so explain what the hell is going on, because I obviously like hockey and I watch hockey, but I'm not a hockey diehard, so to me it's like this guy got fired a week ago and now the rival is picking him up and making him head coach. How the hell did this happen?
It's kind of like WWE-ish in a way. Like I was shocked to hear. People were saying, imagine if it happened, just kind of joking around, and now it actually did. Part of it goes into this foolish, I don't even know what to call it, that the Canadians will only hire you have to speak French to coach the Canadians, which is so dumb. Like, if you can win a Stanley Cup, I don't know why you have to, it doesn't matter what you speak. But, but I mean, they obviously needed a French guy. Julien's a great coach. It was kind of time for him to just be out of Boston and for both sides, and now he's with one of the top teams in the East. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can actually change Montreal. I mean, I think he's similar coach to Therrien, but they had to get another Frenchie in there.
What now? Is there a playbook in hockey? Did he just take the Bruins playbook with him?
Not much of a playbook. You kind of got to work with who you got on the ice. I mean,
gotta move your feet.
There's some plays you're going to run. It's not, you know, it's not like football though.
Okay.
You guys know that.
Okay. For real though, I do actually want to talk about the Capitals real quick. They've been bulldozing teams.
That's an understatement.
Bulldozing.
They've bulldozing
been nuking teams.
Is there
working teams over?
Is there a fear?
Putting teams on the workbench.
Is there a fear they're peaking too early? Because I know all the Blackhawks when they've won Stanley Cups, they've always had like a lull in like March.
That's a fair point. The Blackhawks are good at edging, so they almost peak and then they almost peak and then at the end they just explode.
Then they stop touching themselves.
Yeah.
So seriously though, is that a real thing? Like, should Capitals fans be saying to themselves, this team is playing at too high of a level too early, when you got to obviously with the Stanley Cup and how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup, you got to peak for 2 months straight come spring.
100%. I think that, like, you as a fan, I mean, you're thinking that, but you're obviously, like, not going to – you don't want them to stop winning, so it's kind of hard. I mean, you love seeing – I mean, I tweeted out they have five or more goals at home in the last 11 games they've played at home. It's just crazy. Like, so, you know, like, this isn't going to last. So, in a way, like, it's right. Chicago every year goes through that spell where they lose, like, six in a row, and you just finally start building at the right time. So, I mean, Washington can't keep this up, but, I mean, I don't think it's something to worry about. I mean, they may lose a little going coming down the stretch when they know everything's wrapped up. But they just—they got a team that's deep with a great defense and a great goalie, so they're definitely the favorites right now. What else can you ask for?
As a player, if you were on the Capitals right now, would you be thinking anything like that? Would you be like, "This has got to come back to earth at some point," or would you just be riding kind of the wave and going?
Honestly, when you're playing and lighting it up, you're just riding it. I mean, you got to ride it as long as you can. I think part of every guy knows. All right, well, we're gonna end up losing a couple, but as long as we're scoring, everyone's having fun, you just keep going with it. You don't even try to think about that bad side.
Two questions, one for the East, one for the West. The East, for the seventh, eighth spot in the playoffs, four teams, only two spots. Who's going to be the final two that make it? The Bruins, the Leafs, the Flyers, or the Islanders? You got two out of those.
I like the Leafs and the Islanders out of that.
Okay.
The Leafs are really exciting. They got, I think, at least triple the amount of points by their rookies than any other team in the league. Maybe even quadruple. It's crazy how good their rookies are. So they're fun to watch. I think they'll get in. They got a great coach. Not a great guy, I heard, but a great coach. And then the Islanders have just kind of turned things around with Doug Wade as their coach. And, you know, they got a team that was great last year. They won a round in the playoffs. So I like those two teams. I'm not a Philly fan. I can't stand the team, the organization, the city, so I'm not going to pick them.
What don't you like about Philadelphia?
Just, you know, it's kind of the fans there just got a little scummy. You're scumbaggish.
Throw batteries, right?
Yeah.
Hate Santa Claus.
Bunch of pigeons.
Yeah, a bunch of peasants.
All right, and then in the West are the Oilers for real, your former team.
I got to say, yeah, I mean, I think they're kind of struggling right now, but like we talked about, long year, everyone's going to go through that. They have the one of the best players, I mean, if not the best, the second best player in the league behind Crosby and Connor McDavid. It's time for them to kind of get it done. I think the city deserves it. It's been about 11 years of just being horrendous, so I'm rooting for them. I think they will get in, too. They got a great goalie in Talbot.
Okay, over under 5.5 years until Canada wins a Stanley Cup.
Good question.
Under. Over.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
I had a question about my Blackhawks. It's one of those things now where you just obviously know they're going to be in the playoffs, and you know, even if they're down 2-0 in the first round or the second round, it's like they're not dead until they're dead. But there has been a little bit of nerves about Keith and Taze this year. Is there anything I should be concerned about? Anything I should be like, you know, this is different than the Blackhawks of old where they're going to be, you know, an easier out than they have been?
No, I think they're going to win the West. I love their team this year. I think that they're really deep. I actually read an interview with the GM who said that 1-8 on the defense, on the D side, they're as deep as they've been. Kane and Taves will be there when it matters. They're almost a team that, it's tough. It's like similar to my Patriots, right? What up, Hank? That just know they got to get through the regular season just to get to the playoffs. And so they'll be ready to play. I love their team. They got a lot of young guys that are playing really well. And they'll be right there. I wouldn't be worried at all. They're right in the midst of that window to win a couple more. I think they at least get one in the next 3 years.
It's like Brad Richards said a couple years ago when he was talking about the regular season with the Blackhawks. He's like, we just kind of drink our green juice and play a few games and then wait till the spring.
Yeah, you know, you just beat a few teams at home, going a little low, and just know, all right. Well, that's the thing. Like, every year, many people say Minnesota's year, but, like, if they play the Blackhawks in the playoffs every single year, like, I don't see the Blackhawks losing to them in the playoffs. So that's one team that'll be out.
Give me two teams that I should be shitting my pants about in the East. Like, if there are two teams that are going to take the Capitals down, who should they be most afraid of?
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh still, they're kind of on that Chicago train, too.
Ooh, but okay.
Don't even put that thought in my mind.
PFT, I'm going to help you.
Don't put the Pittsburgh.
I'm going to help you,
don't
PFT.
Don't say the P word on the show.
I'm going to help you, PFT. People forget the season goes long when you win the Stanley Cup. Their legs are going to be tired towards the end of the spring.
They probably wish they hadn't won.
They're going to be gassed, right?
Yeah. I know, they probably would wish to give it back just to have more energy now.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they win it, they could give that one back for the next season.
Right.
Well, yeah, pay it forward.
That's
roll
a
over
great
minutes.
Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Great point.
And then who's the other team in the East that PFT should be worried about?
If Washington gets hot just because of price, which has the best goalie in the league, like you don't. I that's the last team Washington would want to play if Price is playing great.
The Canadiens,
you can kind of lose a playoff series to a great goalie.
Yeah,
I wouldn't worry, man. I wouldn't worry. You got a squad.
Who do you have coming up on Spit and Chicklets? Anyone big coming up?
No, we don't have anyone for tomorrow just because there's so much stuff that's breaking. You know, some NHL breaking news today with a lot of other things going on. So we'll talk about that. I don't know if you guys saw that guy, Gustav Nyquist, spear the guy in the face.
Yeah, what did you think about that? Yeah, what did you think about that?
So, I don't know. I think you should get 5 to 7 years in prison for that.
Ooh,
not games.
That's
that
a nice take.
Disgusting.
See, I can't have an opinion on that because Duncan Keith's going to do something like that within a matter of a couple months. He usually comes around and smacks someone in the face.
Yeah, he's got that sick side to him.
Right, exactly. That, like, so I just, whenever another team does it, I'm like, huh, it's a toss-up. Who knows? Like, maybe don't suspend him, knowing that Duncan Keith will do that to someone on the Blues, and I'll have to be like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. See, it was similar to that other one, which I said wasn't that bad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my theory on that. How's Rear Ad doing?
Rear Ad is he's great. I mean, we're coming up to New York next week. We'll be in the office. We'll have shoot a couple fucks high and hard at Portnoy's Neck.
Okay.
And then Rear, you get Rear on camera. I don't know. He'll probably have sweatpants and a t-shirt on.
Fucking
but
beauty.
He'll be making people laugh for usual.
Oh, he's the best. All right. So that's breaking news. Breaking news from part of
breaking
my take.
News.
Spit and Chicklets will be in the New York offices next week. Let's leave you with this. Have you chucked any knucks recently?
Dude, no chucking knucks. No, I actually got a knuck chucked into me. some Harvard. Hey, by the way, I was at the Bean Pot the other night. Do you know what the Bean Pot is?
Yeah.
Those Harvard kids.
Those
guys from Harvard finally caught a break in life.
Yeah, so those kids finally caught a break. Do you know what the Harvard band does when there's 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in the period?
Definitely not have sex.
Yeah, something with pie, those fucking nerds.
Pie!
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's a
disgrace.
So that
just shows, I should have chucked some knucks with some Harvard nerd.
That would have been great.
That was why you almost chucked knucks, because, mm-hmm. All right, so that, you know what? In a court of law, you would have been acquitted.
And they beat my school.
Yeah, because
they were banned.
They're nerds. They're asking for knucks.
In my defense, they were a bunch of Poindexters.
Right, you scream pie, you're looking for a couple knucks in your face.
Mm-hmm. You should have seen what this kid was wearing. Like his braces, he was asking for it.
3 minutes left,
yeah.
You deserve a punch in the nose.
Yes. Yeah, you get some knucks.
Don't bring math onto my rink.
Ryan, thank you so much as always. We appreciate it. Everyone, check it out. Download it on iTunes or Podcast One. It's Spit and Chicklets. It's Ryan Whitney and Rear Admiral. It's a great hockey podcast. They're both a couple characters, and we'll see you next week, man.
Yeah, boys, keep up the great work. Love this stuff.
Thanks, you pigeon.
See you, peasants.
See you.
Those interviews were brought to you by Distilled, DSTLD. It's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans, and you don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. And the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 to $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart or look terrible. But not with Distilled. Distilled has the luxury grade denim at an affordable price, jeans that would normally cost you hundreds. Distilled has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and washhouses as the best known brands and designers while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com. That's DSTLD.com. DSTLD.com. And I'm going to give you a little promo code, DST, DSTLD.com/PMT right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/PMT for 10% off your first pair. That interview was also brought to you by BetDSI. March Madness is up next, and BetDSI will be having a $1 million bracket contest for all of our listeners. Completing a perfect bracket is close to impossible. So they are also adding guaranteed prizes for best overall March Madness bracket performances. All of our listeners will get a free entry into the Madness contest. BetDSI has over 20 years in business and is a top-rated business on sportsbook review sites. Great mobile product, easy to use from anywhere. If you want to bet at the bar for March Madness, BetDSI has you covered, and they have great customer service as well. Free $25 to try service just for registering and a 200% bonus on your first deposit with the promo code TAKE200. That's TAKE200. Get that bonus right before March Madness starts. Get in the game. It's one of the best weekends of the year for betting. Go to BetDSI.com right now. 200% bonus. Take 200.
Go.
Let's do some segments. First up, we have a Respect the Biz. And actually, it's a direct respect for the business because Peter King said that, quote, have some respect for the business. Bleacher Report, just a little. It all came out because Peter King did an interview with Tom Brady. By the way, Tom Brady, like, for some reason, he's in some bunker that we can't disclose where he is.
Yeah, he's living
in Montana at his family's house.
Yeah, he's living with Adam Morrison. I think that's on the record.
Yeah.
And
it's like when Kobe went to Germany for some stem cell.
Yeah, anything's legal in the borders and boundaries of Montana.
Right.
We all know that.
Right. So Peter King did a really good interview with Tom Brady, and Bleacher Report just hijacked some of his quotes. Didn't put any, did their little Bleacher Report snazzy picture with cool graphics and colors and all that bullshit. Someone at Bleacher Report knows how to do Photoshop. Congrats for that. And they didn't put anything on it saying that Peter King was the one who got the quote.
Right. If you're Bleacher Report and you're stealing this quote from Peter King, at least do the right thing. Add a couple emojis into the text. That way everybody knows it's coming from you. Bleacher Report ties it. But if you want to get into the second level of this, and I do like Peter King, but
he's
Peter,
our guy.
But Peter King,
we once showed him a picture of Peter North's cock.
That's right.
Circle of trust.
Good sport.
Yeah.
Peter King is disrespecting the biz by plagiarizing our quote, which is respect the biz.
Yes.
He literally stole our quote and did not credit us.
True.
When he was telling Bleacher Report to respect the biz for not attributing the quote to him. So I just want to put that out there that Peter King's on notice.
And by the way, Bleacher Report, you can't take any of the things we just said.
No, no, that's attorney-client privilege. Everyone that's listening to us right now, you're our attorney. I just said it, so it's true. But yeah, so it's a brush back at Peter King that I'm issuing right now. We still got your back, Peter.
Yeah, but just be saying, careful, hombre. And you don't want to get this.
You know what? Also, Peter, these are bloggers at Bleacher Report, all
right? Right.
Don't punch down.
Right.
You're a columnist.
They're fat. They probably got Cheeto dust on
their
fingers.
Don't punch it. Well, it's tough to punch down. You always punch down a blogger because they're in their mom's basement.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Probably don't even have the lights on. Mm-hmm. We also had another Respect the Biz, which I actually, this might be my favorite Respect the Biz of all time. This one came from John E. Hoover after UConn had their 100th win in a row. I guess Steve Levy asked for an autograph on air. Hank, you watched it. You witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it on SportsCenter.
Yeah, okay, so this is what John E. Hoover said. And I want
to stay up late.
Well, I want to see how disgusted Hank was because he witnessed it. John Hoover said, congrats on the autographs, ESPN Steve Levy. Now read the fine print and notice such foolishness is against the rules and insults our profession. Hank, did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, he did a real serious, nice interview, and then it seemed almost like the camera was off, and he went out of his element and said, can you please sign this for me? Turned around and had him sign him for like 10 seconds. Wasted airtime.
I want to puke.
It does a disservice. You know what it does? It denigrates the seriousness of the courtside interview with the coach in basketball.
Right. Everyone
guys
knows.
Like Greg Popovich, you take this seriously. Mm-hmm. You show up.
Aldridge wants to know what kind of adjustments Greg Popovich can make after the first quarter of a 2-point game. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Doris Burke gets to make out with Drake for 30 seconds.
Right.
Let's give it the respect that it needs. We have a job to do. You've got a job to do. But more importantly, we've got a job to do here.
Exactly.
You don't let another – here's the big part. You don't let another man sign your credential.
Mm-hmm.
Your credential – That's basically your badge, right? If you're a cop, you get a badge. If you're a journo, you get a credential.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of stolen valor, kind of like you're spitting on the grave of every journalist that's passed away.
Yes.
Put your own name on it.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but is there a fine print and notice? Because is that like a journalist book that we didn't read?
It says on the back of every credential
iPad. Oh, you
can't
have someone sign it.
Don't write on this.
Okay.
It's like writing below the line on a check.
You know what Wilbon says? Those are fanboys.
Mm.
Old fanboys. Mm-hmm. They don't understand. Mike Wilbon, who went on SportsCenter with a Cubs jersey on and a Cubs hat.
Mm.
Them damn fanboys.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah, and also talks about Northwestern every single day on PTI, even though no one cares about Northwestern Athletics. Fanboys.
One way that this was not a respectable situation would be if maybe it was a subpoena and he was tricking Gino into signing
it. Oh, you've been served.
Yeah, you just got served. You just admitted that your team's bad for women's college basketball.
Boom. Done.
You just admitted that you couldn't beat the Browns.
Next up, we have a new segment, Bad Sports Town.
Mm.
So we're going to start diving into this. Is so-and-so a bad sports town? Like, let's say Atlanta. We all know that's a bad mm-hmm. sports town. But this one we did not think. Lawrence, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kansas Jayhawks had an unbelievable comeback against West Virginia on Monday night. Bob Huggins almost had a heart attack.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, and there was fans that were leaving Allen Fieldhouse before the game was over. Dickie V took them to task.
What did he say about them?
He was like, this is disgusting. They're in the parking lot. I can't believe it. He just kind of went on, I'm awesome, baby. Check out my Periscope later. I'm going to interview the Perkins waitress.
MrSkin.com, yeah, baby.
She loves Kentucky. I'm going to ask her why. So is Lawrence, Kansas a bad sports town?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. You see this a lot in a lot of cosmopolitan places, like your South Beaches, your Barcelona. They do it there.
Mm-hmm. Barca.
Your Los Angeles.
Barcelona.
Yeah, your Lawrence, Kansas's, mm-hmm. cosmopolitan places like this. There are other places to go. You know, a lot of things to do in that town.
Beat the traffic.
Yeah, beat the traffic, get out of there, get to the club a little bit early.
Right.
You know, maybe go see some of the sights. So I'm going to give them a pass on this. I don't think that necessarily they're a bad sports town. I just think that they're a great everything else town. And, you know, they keep it in the right perspective, and college sports is on the back burner.
I like that. The one other thing I noticed from that game, Bob Huggins wears a Fitbit, which I'd love to get my hands on that data,
mm-hmm.
see what Huggy Bears, how many steps he's getting in a day. Do you think he does that thing?
Well, we know that he's not getting 12 steps in.
Yeah, there you go. Do you think he does that thing where you always hear of people who are on parole or house arrest and they put the ankle bracelet on their dog? Do you think he puts it on like one of the players during practice?
I was going to say.
So then he walks home like, hey, honey, look, I ran 15 miles today and I, you know, my heart rate mm-hmm. went up to 285.
Yeah, or he could put it on the bartender. And then just put it back on himself when he leaves.
Yeah, put it on the bartender, and with the amount of time she has to go from Bob Huggins to the cash register back and forth, that should be about 4 miles.
This is a new segment called Explaining the Joke.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Cat.
Yeah, okay, well, I got it for you. There you go. Well, you didn't really, it wasn't that great of a joke. You made the 12-step joke, and then you like went a little too far.
I doubled down on the
Bob
alcohol.
Huggins. Yeah, it was too far.
You know what? I'm a big drinker, too, so
it was a little too far.
I think Bob knows.
You know he's working on it.
Game, respect,
and
game.
I don't even think he drinks anymore, so it was actually even more fucked up that you did that.
Also, Bob Huggins, lifetime member of Jumpsuit January. Keeping it going.
And also, we hope to get him on the show sometime. So, Bob Huggins, this is all a joke.
Yeah, we have open bar here.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. next up, we have LeBron Blames. LeBron, Kevin Love is out 6 weeks. So LeBron had this quote. Someone asked him if he's got to step up because Kevin Love is out. He said, I've never stepped down.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good point.
So LeBron Blames throwing it back in our face.
Fit in or fit out.
Yeah.
I like it. Your knee's a long way from your heart, Kevin.
Right. He's never stepped down. He just publicly asked for help for the championship team.
From himself because he's the GM.
Right. Exactly. Never stepped down.
No.
you have a Mayweather-McGregor update.
Yeah, so this is, of course, everyone is on pins and needles. Constant developments into whether or not Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are going to fight. Breaking news from Floyd. He said, we're very, very close. We're getting closer.
Mm.
So, it's getting close now.
What does that even mean?
It means it's getting very, very close. Did you not hear Floyd?
Okay, what would you got to put a percentage on it.
So Dana White, I think he offered them both $25 million, and then I think Floyd said that's a good joke.
That's ashtray money?
That's ashtray money, yeah. Yep. Like I lose that in a weekend in Vegas.
Right.
So,
Well, no. Floyd only wins. He's the only person. He's actually like Lenny Dykstra. He's like 700-0 on sports betting.
That's right.
He only posts his winners.
I think, have you ever heard of Zeno's Paradox? You know what that is?
No.
So it's like if I shoot an arrow at you.
Does that have something to do with Hitler?
No, no, no. I mean, it could. I could make it Hitler related if you wanted me to.
Okay, shoot an arrow
if
at
I
me.
If I shot an arrow at you, it would never actually hit you because in order for the arrow to get to you, it would have to travel half the distance to you. And then it would have to travel half that distance.
Yeah, that's, that sounds like the dumbest
that half,
thing ever.
And cut that in half. Okay. It's a stupid fucking paradox because if I had an arrow, I would kill you
with
right.
You just shoot it at me and it hit me.
But that's what's happening with McGregor and Mayweather. They're just getting closer and closer and closer and closer until they just get old and die.
Until we're going to maybe get the old Manny Pacquiao, I'm afraid of needles so I can't do a drug test at the last second. That's always my favorite. Or McGregor might break his foot. He's going to do one of those fake a foot injury and get a surgery that he doesn't need. Not to say anyone else has done that.
I've got a shoulder injury, and so I'm going to blame everything on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, were you talking about me with the foot thing?
No, okay, no, you needed that surgery. All right, cool. Totally, right, Hank? You totally needed that surgery and didn't need to complain about it for 2 months straight. We have a not to brag to finish the show. This one's good. This one might be our best.
Yeah, not to brag, but we called it Meryl Streep. She said, I do like football. Let me just make that clear. I gave 7 years, seven of my youngest, prettiest years. That's debatable. She's kind of a fox for an old lady.
Yeah.
To being a cheerleader for football, basketball, and wrestling. I've watched more Pee Wee League football, Pop Warner football, JV and varsity high school football, JV and varsity college level and professional football for over 60 years, more than anybody here.
Where was she standing? Was she just standing with a bunch of nerds from Hollywood?
No, it was a room of, I think, LGBT people. Would you like to make fun of them?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow, but big cat. Little insensitive of you.
More people than who? She doesn't watch more football than anyone.
Yes. Everybody in that crowd.
In that room. Got it. Okay.
Wow.
A room of non-football watchers.
That's, again, with the stereotypes.
Yeah,
very
you threw out the LGBT. That was a Montreal screw job right there, what you just did to me.
You dug yourself into the
Either
soul,
way,
brother.
We called it. We
yeah, we
called
did call
this.
It. Meryl Streep is a football fan.
Interesting that she comes out and says this after the Super Bowl was so exciting and the national championship.
Yeah, and, she might be gaslighting us.
Oh.
Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she's explaining football to
us. We figured out what gaslighting was a couple weeks ago.
Put some pom-poms on. Tell her, and then talk to me about football.
She's an actor. Basically, all acting is gaslighting.
Right.
I see your game here, Meryl. You're trying to make me think that you didn't say all that stuff, but you did. I remember it.
She said all that stuff. I remember it because we're meatheads.
You know what?
And we never forget.
If anything, there should be more reason to give Roger Goodell a raise.
Yeah.
He got Meryl Streep to be a football fan.
True. Well, we did.
So let's not ignore the fact that ratings are down by like, you know, six million.
It was an election season,
six million
a
weekend.
Election season.
He got the one important one, and that's Meryl Streep.
It is funny that Meryl Streep thinks that we will forget this. I mean, I'll forget my keys. I'll forget people's names. I'll never forget the time that Meryl Streep said that football was not an art.
This actually, it makes me think of a new marketing technique where you just target one specific person and you just say, fuck everyone else. Like next year, Roger Goodell, you should just go after, let's call it, give me a random celebrity.
You know what they call that? They call that the Chinese paradox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just made it up. If you sell one can of Coke to every person in China for $1, you're a billionaire.
That's pretty good.
So there you go.
Save metrics.
Yeah, so if Roger Goodell converts one person every year for the next 400 million years, everyone in America will watch football.
Yeah, or if he gets a fake twin and kills himself, then boom, ratings bonanza.
Yes.
I would tune in.
Roger Goodell's funeral would be lit.
Lit.
So lit. All right, that's our show. We'll see you on Friday. Who are we going to do on Friday?
Here's a quick, is Paul Dagliabue dead?
Paul Dagliabue is not dead.
No, yeah, he's not.
He's not dead. He's trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he came out and said, I fucked up with concussions.
Yeah.
Because Goodell was like, tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, Paul Dagliabue basically said, I've known about concussions forever, but I kind of don't want to be asked about this anymore. So here, Roger Goodell, you look stupid enough to take this job and have everyone come at you and hate you, and that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually the smartest person in the world. Paul Dagliabue. The story of Paul Dagliabue and how he got Roger Goodell to be a scapegoat for life. All right, that's our show. We'll see you Friday. Who are we going to do Friday? Do we have anyone? We're not going to... Ice Cube?
No, we're going to do Ice Cube, I think.
All right, fine. We're doing it. We're doing Ice Cube Friday. Get ready.
Get it?
I do.
Love you guys.